Second date update.
Everybody has a different romantic strategy when they're out and they see somebody they're attracted to.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh.
Like Jose will name drop himself before breaking down the diet and migration patterns of Pacific softshell clams.
Uh-huh. Sorry if we don't make it out of here before the kiss.
Yeah.
Because it is getting hot.
Oh, my God.
We laugh because
he's
it's
on
true.
By himself.
No, yes. I really do. Not the first part, but I know a lot about fish. And if you all
I think we get it. We got
on,
it.
Jeffrey, why did you do that?
Alexis will shake her empty White Claw can in your direction, hoping you'll buy her a new one.
And, do you like shiny things?
I haven't had the pineapple flavor today.
Today?
And Brooke, well, she's married.
Yes.
Wink.
Yes. No, I am married.
She's not interested whatsoever.
That's
wink,
true.
Wink. And she is definitely not going to leave her hotel room unlocked. Room 307. Wink, wink, wink.
Why is even the door stopped like open?
So again, open. Guys, don't DM us. Brooke is not available.
Wink. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Wink.
So,
but
stop it.
Who is available
yes.
is actually one of our listeners, Josie.
Ooh.
And apparently she has a different strategy when it comes to meeting a guy. Josie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Are you winking right now, Josie?
Am I winking? No, no.
Good. Don't.
There's no secret codes here.
Only leads to trouble.
Yeah, Brooke would know.
Yeah.
So tell us about the guy. Apparently you met someone when you were out recently. Who is it?
Yeah, so his name is Benjamin, and I actually, believe it or not, met him on the train.
Oh, interesting.
Cool.
Yes.
Like a long trip train or just like in-town subway situation?
Yeah, in-town subway situation,
okay.
Because that's how I get to and from work.
All right.
Oh, got
cool.
it, got it.
So did you pull the Brooke move of leaving the hotel room card like a dad on the chair?
She's going to work, Jeff.
Yeah. Train stop F.
What?
Get out.
You said that you have a strategy. I'm wondering what
so
it is.
You're so dumb.
Yes. So not quite that,
uh-huh.
but
okay.
Here's what I have learned.
All right.
I've noticed that the way that I can gauge if someone's like attracted to me is if I get as close as possible to them without actually interacting with them.
I'm really hoping that the train that you're on is crowded.
That's what I'm
else
curious.
You look like
yeah.
a crazy woman. Just inching.
There's like 40 empty seats
yeah.
and you're standing right next to it.
I think I'm subtle enough. I hope I'm subtle. I don't know. We'll find
okay.
out.
Okay.
So, like, how does that work?
Well, okay. So, I've been on the train with him a bunch of times. So,
oh, so you've noticed him before. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
So, the first time I decided to use my strategy, I got close to him enough, but not enough where he and I could make eye contact, right?
Oh.
And ignored him.
Okay, and ignored him.
Okay. Yeah. We're inching closer. Like, we're in the same car now, but not, yeah.
And why don't you say anything?
Desperate people open their mouths and actually speak.
Like, hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to let the target come to you.
So you orbit him.
Okay.
Exactly. I build visibility. It's all about the visibility, right?
How many rides? How many rides until you got close?
So, okay, the second ride got a little bit closer than the third ride. I sat right next to him.
Okay.
Oh, third time's a charm.
Oh, it's like those cat videos where they, like, pan away for a second and you pan back and the cat's
yeah.
a little bit closer. And then you pan away and the cat's a little bit closer.
Totally. And you're going to be, like, on his back eventually.
Were you sitting in his lap by this time?
Yeah,
where are you?
Not quite, but I'm sitting right next to him.
Oh.
Okay.
Did he notice you then?
He noticed my jacket.
Oh, what did he?
Oh.
How do you know?
He complimented me on my jacket. He said, hey, nice jacket. I like that jacket.
Oh.
What do you say?
I said, thank you, and continued to ignore him.
And continue to ignore him?
Ignore him, yes.
Wait.
He's going to think you don't like him. Like, that
yeah.
was your opening.
I also need to know, do you have headphones on or are you just sitting there in silence facing forward?
At this point, I knew that there was interest. So then when I saw him the next time, he asked me if I wanted to get coffee.
What?
Whoa.
Hey, so it worked.
Wow.
Like a charm.
He had spoken one sentence to you prior.
Well, and then he said a little bit, like, oh, hey, it's you again, you know, like a little small talk. Okay.
I mean, this is going to help people in real life. This is how you meet people in the real world.
But how do you keep playing hard to get, like, what happens next?
At this point, do you give in?
At this point, I just preface by letting him know how incredibly busy I am.
Mm. But oh, you don't say
I could maybe squeeze him in after work.
Okay. You don't want him to know that you've been slowly, like, stalking him, getting closer and closer to him on the train.
And that your heart's about to explode because the guy you've been crushing on finally asked you out.
You're playing it cool.
Right.
Okay.
So did you go after work?
Yes. So we met at the train station.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was a quick 15-minute situation.
Oh, why so quick?
Probably because the train was coming.
So I noticed that, like, he's kind of, I guess, inexperienced, it seems.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
Oh, my God.
Because he seemed a little uncomfortable, you know, like he didn't know what to do.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe that was confusing for him in its own right because he was so used to you being cold to him before.
Could be intimidating.
But I'm assuming that you guys exchanged numbers after that and have stayed in touch. So what's the latest?
So we did exchange numbers.
Yeah.
But now, whenever I see him, he's acting strange. He's acting like it never happened.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, interesting. And you're okay with the inexperience part, it sounds like.
I kind of thought it was cute, you know? Like, he just doesn't look like he's been on a ton of dates, which, you know, is actually a good thing because, like, a lot of the guys on the app seem like they've been on three a day.
Okay. Well,
three a day. Three a day, huh?
Gotcha.
Maybe he was just really, really nervous on that first date and had been looking forward to it just as much as you were.
Yeah.
So maybe he's been waiting and trying to figure out the right way to contact you. We're just going to jump in and do it for him, though. We're going to call him and try and get you your second date update right after this.
Appreciate it.
All right, hold on.
Second date update.
They say sometimes silence speaks louder than words.
Yeah.
I never understood that, but yeah.
And for her, Josie.
We know you didn't.
It's not just a quote. That's her entire seduction strategy.
I can't
believe this works.
Get physically close to a guy and then just completely ignore him until he falls in love with you.
Yeah.
And now I understand why whenever I try to ignore Brooke at work, she just wants to talk to me more and more and more.
Okay,
she's flagging
Jeff.
Me down, asking me all sorts of questions.
She's down the door to talk to you.
I only said, how was your weekend?
Oh, wow.
All up in my business, all over again. And that's how one of our listeners, Josie, met a guy named Benjamin on the train not too long ago.
Yeah.
Over the course of several trips, she got closer and closer and closer to him till she was basically in his lap on a coffee date right before their next train. And I can feel Brooke staring at me this entire time wanting to say something.
Talking,
what is
Jeff.
It, Brooke? What do you want?
I'm just listening to what you're saying.
I'm not interested, okay?
You talk so much. Just get to the point.
Okay. My point has been made that he's not calling her back.
Yeah. That's the bad point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, now, what would you like to say?
I don't know. How are you feeling, Josie? No.
Obviously,
why
she's not
bad?
Feeling good.
She doesn't want to talk to you. She wants to
listen. She's ignoring you now.
I just want to know, like, is she nervous or does she think, like, they only spent 15 minutes together? I don't know what can go so wrong in 15 minutes.
True.
Don't downplay her amazing date, Brooke.
Oh my
That's
God.
Really rude.
I'm just done with
she
you.
She can talk.
Call the guy.
Yes, call the guy. Call the guy.
Thank you.
Josie. Jeff, how's that feel?
Well, I like to, you know, have meaningful conversations and dive into people's
feelings.
We don't want that.
All right. No, we'll just get right to business and call Benjamin. I'm going to dial his number. We'll see if he answers. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Benjamin?
It is. Who's this?
This is not just one person, a whole radio show is on the phone
Benjamin.
Wanting to talk to you.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, we're doing something called a second date update because one of our listeners has been trying to get a hold of you. And apparently she wants to see you again on a real date.
Yeah.
I don't know the right way to say this.
No, that makes sense. Like, you only went to coffee for 15 minutes with her.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you would consider this a date or not. There's a girl from the train named Josie.
You said it's a date? I know a girl from the train named Josie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to label it a date, but apparently you guys have hung out, seen each other a few times, and had coffee together.
That's the date we're referring
to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we ride the same train line, and yeah.
Oh,
we...
so you're in a relationship? Okay.
No. Why didn't you consider the coffee meetup a date?
Well, I guess like technically, like we made an appointment or like a time to see each other.
Ooh, appointment.
Okay. Ouch, why does that hurt?
A lot of people would see that as two people meeting up and having a drink or whatever together. That's considered a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, like normally there's sort of like, I guess, date vibes, if you will.
Oh, you didn't get any date vibes with her?
So you were just being friendly?
I just didn't even know there was supposed to be chemistry there.
What?
So the deal is, my mom's birthday is coming up, and I know that's like a weird intro, but...
yeah, what the heck?
This girl has like, I don't know how to describe it other than like a very similar style to my mom.
What? Did you just say Josie has a similar style to your mom?
I'm going to throw up.
I cannot think of a worse...
No,
hold on. Let's hear him out, maybe.
Not like in a... I noticed she was wearing this jacket that my mom has the exact same one of.
Oh, not the jacket. No,
it's not gross. It's just insulting.
Yeah, it's not gross. He's not into her. It's just insulting.
Well, okay. Josie mentioned to us that you brought up her jacket looking really nice when you guys were on the train together. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Yeah, so I noticed her on the train a couple times, and I swear they must shop at the same place. And so I'm like, I don't know where to get a gift for my mom. And so I was just going to pick her brain on like where she shopped.
This was an information seeking.
You're like, where's the Talbots?
Maybe his mom is stylish.
Oh, that might be a good place to go.
Yeah.
Did you tell Josie during the coffee experience that you were looking to buy a gift for your mother, or are you just information gathering?
I don't know if I mentioned specifically that. We talked about like where she shopped and like, I mean, it was brief. Like,
okay.
That's why, like, when you said date, I don't really think of it as a date.
All right, well.
Oh, man, that feels bad.
Somebody who may have seen it as a little bit more than that is Josie, who unfortunately has been listening to this entire conversation, Benjamin.
Man.
She's on the other line.
Hello? She never seemed interested. Hello?
Yeah.
That's Josie.
Josie.
Say hi.
Because she was playing hard to get.
That's like so offensive and
my mom's cool. No.
Your mom is cool? Really?
It's possible maybe his mom is some sort of model.
Why didn't you just ask me where I got the jacket when you complimented me on it? And
because she already has that jacket.
You don't need that jacket.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
He was probably taking your feelings into consideration by not bringing that up
to
you.
And I bet his mom was a really, like, maybe a teenager when she had him. So she's very young, I'm sure.
He's the product of a teenage pregnancy?
I don't know.
That's not true.
Okay.
Don't start rumors about his mom.
It's like bohemian style. I don't know what you would call it.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's not
bad. At no point,
though. Like, free people. Yeah. You know?
Oh, okay. What Josie probably wants to hear from you, Benjamin, is an apology of some sort.
What did I do?
You called her your mom.
You said that she has the style of your mom.
Would you rather my mom has your style? I don't know.
Nobody. You should not remind each other of either.
Okay, can we get off the whole I dress like his mom thing? Okay, I mean, that's been established. I was genuinely like interested. You seemed like a really nice guy. And you just seemed like you were a little bit inexperienced. So now I just feel like an idiot.
I think he is inexperienced.
He's buying gifts for his mom.
I don't think I'm inexperienced. Like, you didn't give off any signs of like, hey, let's go have a date.
Why did you think I wanted to have coffee with you?
Yeah, she was playing hard to get with you, Benjamin.
She didn't even want to have coffee with me. It was like pulling teeth. She's like, well, maybe I can fit you in. And I was like, well, perfect. I just need, like, pick your brain for a minute.
You gotta read between the lines. That means she likes you.
Telling you that I'm going to make time for you should be indicative of interest.
Yeah. No, you need to be real clear.
I don't have that decoder ring. I thought you were just, like, literally busy.
I mean, she obviously, you know now that she likes you, right? Like, it's very clear.
Yeah, so put all the mom stuff aside. Do you see her, like, as a potential romantic interest for you?
I haven't really even thought about it. Like, all I can do is just, like, picture her in my mom's clothes.
Oh, okay.
that could be sexy in some circles.
Jeff.
It could be.
No, it's not like that.
Okay. Well, no. I'm doing more damage than I am helping.
Can you like donate the jacket and then maybe get something?
I'm not changing my wardrobe because of him.
No, okay. you shouldn't change it. I mean, you look amazing in it. I was serious when I complimented you.
Oh. She's never going to be able to wear that jacket again. No. Just so you know.
Yeah, she'll find something even hotter to wear on your first official date. We're going to send you on it and pay for the date if you want to do this, Benjamin. What do you think?
Can we just not? Don't even ask him. I don't know.
You're right. We should probably ask his mom for permission first.
No, Jim.
Make sure it's okay before he's allowed to go out with you.
I think she's cringing.
I think she's going to go home.
Oh, you're done with
some
it?
Of her clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's coming back from this.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Hey, Josie. I'm sorry. I really didn't see it as what you were shooting for. So I apologize. And like, I just don't want it to be awkward when we see each other on the train again. So, like, I really am sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, it won't be. I'm probably going to start taking the bus.
Oh.
But that's like ignoring him. And when she ignores someone, it means that she likes
them. Don't read into that one.
I'm throwing that strategy out from now on. I'm never using that again.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
This second date update was powered by Talbots.
Oh, stop it.
Asking single 20-somethings to embrace your inner mom.
Aww.
Put on that floral button-up blouse under a hand-stitched sweater vest and embrace the sexy in you.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
Oh, you know, no one wants to be compared to their mother.
Excuse me. I would like to ask that we destigmatize the idea that moms aren't sexy.
Oh,
okay? I don't like this narrative that you guys are painting that moms can't be hot.
Jeffrey, you cannot be attracted to someone who looks like your own mother. It doesn't matter if your own mother is Heidi Klum. It is gross.
Okay, that's your
opinion.
There's
only one way to settle this. If you're a hot mom, text into 78592, especially if you're single. Are you just
trying to get hot moms to text in?
Yeah, just more for me.
We need all the hot moms to text in.
That
right
is
now.
Not what this is about.
Solidarity in numbers. And if we can't agree on that, at least we can agree on this. We'll help you with your dating life.
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
No matter who your mom is, no matter what they look like.
All right, Heidi Klum's daughter, give us a call.
That's right. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at Brooke and Jeffrey.